Good morning. A low pressure wave tracking up the eastern seaboard is centered over eastern New England this morning. Moisture wrapping around the storm from the Atlantic Ocean is producing a steady and at times heavier rain as we push past the sunrise hour and into the morning drive. So a wet start to the day for most of interior New York and New England as the low tracks up the East Coast and eventually over the Maritimes. The steadiest rain will tend to wind down, especially in New York and eventually into New England over the next few hours. And by lunchtime, we'll have cloudy skies with just leftover scattered showers, which will become less numerous as we get deeper into the afternoon. Temperatures will be stuck in the 40s to mid-50s as we see the rain coming down. However, as we start a drying trend a little later today, and despite the lack of sunshine, temperatures will bounce back into the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. As the storm continues to depart, high pressure will build in, drying us out. Still a lot of clouds around tonight, and still the risk of a passing shower with upper-level energy around. Temperatures will dip back into the 50s. I think tomorrow will be dry, though we'll see plenty of clouds from time to time. We'll have our sunny periods, but it does look like we'll get through the entire day without rain, and temperatures will rebound nicely back into the lower 70s. In fact, it looks like we'll even see some sunshine on Sunday morning before clouds return in the afternoon. A disturbance pivoting through the Great Lakes will make an approach, but it does not look like this system will arrive until after dark on Sunday, so we'll put at least the chance of a scattered shower by the end of the day with the idea that Sunday will be dry as well and temperatures in the lower 70s. That system will move through on Sunday night and linger into the day on Monday, so unsettled weather will make a comeback for the holiday itself on Sunday night. It looks showery and also some rain likely for Memorial Day, high temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s. The weather pattern looks unsettled into the middle of next week as well, with high temperatures in the lower 70s with scattered showers and some thunderstorms possible on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the central and southern plains to the central Rockies will result in areas of scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Severe storms and heavy rain are possible today across portions of the central and southern high plains. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area with the risk for strong wind gusts, hail, and the possibility of a few tornadoes. The same system will produce accumulating snow at the higher elevations of Wyoming today and tonight. Tomorrow, one wave of low pressure along the front will move into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, bringing scattered showers and storms to those areas. The second round of storms will move into the Ohio Valley and Appalachian Saturday night into early Sunday, and there is an enhanced risk of severe weather during this time frame. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/5 of a mile visibility with moderate rain and fog, 34 degrees with a southeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 6 miles visibility and 53 degrees, the dew point 50, 89% relative humidity, and north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer down at 29.54 inches, but it is rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, mid-70s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 58, that's 3 degrees below normal. 41 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 4.27 inches, which is 1.41 inches above normal. And 17.20 inches for the year, which is 3.17 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 94 set in 2010 and in 1914, and the record low 38 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain this morning, a few showers this afternoon, and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain this morning, cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers tonight, and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with steady rain this morning, giving way to just a few scattered showers this afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a passing shower tonight in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but some sunshine from time to time, lower 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday. Perhaps a shower toward evening, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers on Memorial Day, a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s, and unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, again in the lower 70s. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.